I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Over-under's 80.5. I think we have a decently positive mindset. Part of it is the division's so bad. Part of it is you bake into it that young players will get better. But I got a real hard time that they just don't seem to be trying. Or if you think they're trying, not trying nearly as hard as we want them to. Now, I asked you guys a question before the break. What is more likely? Harvey becomes average, or Harvey is DFA June 1st and they eat the bill?
I'm going to have to go that Harvey becomes average. Because if they have to prop him up there at the plate, they're going to, because they're not going to get rid of him.
Okay.
So given that scenario,
all right,
he's done nothing in spring training to even say he deserves to be in the starting lineup, let alone on the team.
You could have left it at he's done nothing. He had, I think, one hit.
Well, you know.
One.
That's at least one. It's a start. But yeah, here, let me be positive. Every journey, Mike, starts with that first step. So maybe that was the first step.
Thank you, Confucius. By the way, if you want to know what he is projected to do using, again, I don't think these are gospel, but streamers, zips, different projection formats. Javi Baez's projection for this year is 500 at-bats, 17 homers, 66 RBIs, 137 strikeouts. Let me give you the old school data, a 240 batting average. His OPS, which is really all I care about, 688. League average is 735. So once again, he'll be absolute crap, So you're saying, can he get to
if he can
roughly
do that,
a 730, 735 OPS?
I'd settle for 680.
You can't. That's so far below what just a replacement level player gives me. That, look, this is the problem.
No, because I wish they would get rid of him, but they won't.
Again,
if you're not, at least can you do
that? But what
that?
About this? Hold on. Second prize is the steak knives. You have Kreidler, who had a great spring. You don't really have a backup shortstop. If Kreidler, who reportedly was pissed they sent him down, if Kreidler starts the year hot and this guy's up here showing his ass every night four times a night, they may actually have a button to push, because they've already done something with Harvey we didn't think they'd ever do. He's hitting eighth. The only reason it's not ninth is he makes $20 million and it's like unwritten code in baseball. See, I can't do that to a vet.
That's just it. That's the Albert. The whole, well, he's making so much money, we have to. You don't. Do you want to win? Because here's the last time I checked, win or lose, every other week, that money's going to go into his direct deposit. Mm-hmm. He's going to get paid. So you don't have to put him out there on the field. You don't, if he's not going to produce for the team, just simply pay the man and sit on the bench or do whatever. Doesn't matter. We're here trying to win games. So I'm all for that. But every time you hear, well, you can't do that because he makes, well, then you're not trying to win.
So he had some good years in Chicago, clearly. And he's the postseason World Series hero from 2016. I can't list a lot of his years as average because he had a few years of a damn near 850, 880 OPS to be average.
How about we split the difference? 700.
Well.
What if he goes 700 this year?
You'd have to go back to 21 for that before you paid him. And if you wanted an organic 700 before that, that wasn't good or terrible, 737. You'd have to go back to, he was 23 years old. He's 31. 248-539-9797. Kenny, more likely Harvey becomes average or Harvey's out of here June 1st?
I have to agree with the deflator today on that one. And it's only because they're
deflated again.
Deflated again.
He did it again.
They're showing you how they value him right now by starting him. If he was sitting on the bench opening day, I think I might be more onto your line of thinking, but starting him on opening day, if he was on the bench and you had somebody else in there, okay, then I would be able to talk my way into what you're saying.
All right. I want to have some fun with you.
It's like the bad restaurant. What if we only go to it after 10 p.m.? Food's still bad, and now you're just sleepy eating bad food.
The deflator. All right, let's go to the people. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, happy opening day and happy Good Friday Eve. I told you, call Screener, and I said 79 wins.
Okay.
And my reason why is, number one, the pitching's great. But name me, fellas, some professional hitters on that starting lineup. We all talk about Javi Baez struggling. I was down there for spring training for about 2 weeks and watched Spencer Torkelson struggle. And I think he had a worse batting average than Javi Baez. And he struggled in the first half of the year. Last year, I got him at 79 and 83. And Mike, you're going to blow a gasket because there's no, tell me, where's the professional hitters in that starting lineup?
No, I mean, you got Riley Green, who showed some signs. He's got to take another step forward. You got Torque. You don't have many. I mean, Mike, you know my stance on this. I still can't believe they passed on Wyatt Langford for Max Clark. I still don't understand how 100%. You didn't sign Chapman. I don't get to control those things. But I'm with you. They think they've got this money ball idea of we'll take three guys and they'll give us one good third baseman. And then we're going to mix and match and we're going to have a bunch of outfielders. And Mike, I know I'm with you. I think the pitching will help them because I think there are a couple teams in your division that are helpless. Like you have to factor in baseball is a lot like the NBA in this regard, Mike.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are teams openly not trying. And while you have your elite, there is a glut of teams that are just woefully flawed, and then another glut that just openly don't try. Like, you're not in the not trying. You're just not trying as hard as we want them to. So you're going to have wins baked in. But do I think their offense will be top 10 or top 12 or top 15? No, probably not. Can they make a move from 28th to 20th? 28th to 18th? Could they do that for me? That's kind of what I'm banking on. Because if the offense isn't any better, no, you won't have a winning record. Your pitching's good. It's not good enough to do that. Agree?
Girl, agree.
Deflator. Let's go to Robert.
And I'm the one who said 86 wins.
Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Good. What's up?
Good. I just want to say I can't see them cutting bait on Baez because Chris Ehlich has done nothing. The proof is in the pudding. He's done nothing to make a splash, whether it was get Chapman, whether it was getting Blake Snell, in a division that is completely takeable, winnable, with one swift splash move. And so I can't see them, given those two terrible options, I think you have to go with him being mediocre. And do I think that's going to happen? No. I think he's going to hit barely his weight, and I think they're going to keep him on the lineup. And or keep him on the, you know, 40 man or whatever, and just it's very sad because this division, like we've all said, is there for the taking with one impact move, and maybe you call up a guy a little too soon, and you get lightning in a bottle. But I think that's about the biggest splashiest thing we can hope for.
And you know what's interesting? No, Robert, you're on point. And like, think about this. Look at your opening day lineup. Your leadoff man is Andy Ibañez. Your cleanup hitter is Mark Canna. You have Matt Vierling hitting fifth. So think about this. I bring up the Wyatt Langford thing, and some of the Scott bots get very upset. Do you know where Wyatt Langford's going to hit for the Rangers? Fourth.
Yeah, exactly. And my other point was like, and I had this debate with my friends, is like, hey, you know what? Go get JD Martinez. At least he's an impact bat, you know. And they're right. Like, well, he's not going to hit like he did 10 years ago. I don't care.
No. You don't need him to hit 10 years ago. You need him to hit how he hit last year when he put up an 855 OPS.
Exactly. I'm not comparing him to the ghost of Christmas past. I'm comparing to what rubbish we have on the roster. He's better than that. And so that's the most disappointing thing about this is it's and I'm one of those baseball nerds, follow way too much of it, and the OPS and blah, blah, blah. And it's like you see it there, and you're like, man, if Chris just had 10% of his father's cojones, for lack of a better term, they could win this thing.
Take the year JD was hurt. All right? Take the COVID season and draw a line through it, okay? Here are his OPSs. And I will start with last year and go backwards. And your point, Robert, is crystallized. We want flexibility at DH. Whatever. 893, 790, 867, 939, and then prime JD, which is not relevant to the conversation, all north of 1,000. The point is, if he walked in the door and gave you the median of his last 5 years and put an 855 OPS up, he'd be your best bat.
Yep.
And they couldn't find $12.5 million to bring him in, and I got to look at Matt Vierling at DH or Mark Canna? Come on.
And the other thing, too, is like, I think there are two camps with this, and I'm definitely in the one. I think Kerry Carpenter is a quintessential 4A player. I don't think he's any much more than that. He certainly doesn't move the needle. So for them, for the critics to say, like, well, if you sign him, then it's a log jam and you're not letting the kids play, yada, yada, yada. I'm sorry. I don't see this big explosion forward for Kerry Carpenter. Maybe you guys do.
No, here's the deal. He was a fun story. He's a fun story who has to prove that the first 2 months were real and that the last 9 weeks where he didn't hit a home run were a mirage. And that's just where it's at. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.